This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Snow, snow, and more snow. Many Americans have been struggling with it. Several feet of lake effect snow fell over the weekend on upstate New York and parts of Pennsylvania and Michigan. Ashton Pettit lives in Erie, Pennsylvania.
My car's been stuck for 3 days in the middle of the road, despite having already shoveled it for about 4 hours with help and even having a truck try to tow me out. When I got towed, my car kind of just turned into a plow and was plowing the snow with its front bumper.
She talked to WJET24, Fox 66. A storm of another kind as President Biden pardons his son Hunter and reaction pours in. President-elect Trump calling it an abuse and miscarriage of justice. The AP's Eric Tucker in Washington.
President Joe Biden has pardoned his son Hunter following convictions on tax and gun charges. This is an announcement that wipes the slate clean and ensures that Hunter Biden will not be incarcerated as he prepares for sentencing. What's really notable here is this is an action that the White House had repeatedly said over the course of many weeks that the president did not intend to take. President Biden has said that in looking at the facts of the case, he had concluded that Hunter Biden was singled out in, quote, a miscarriage of justice, and was prosecuted because he was the president's son.
Israel says an Israeli-American soldier who was believed to have been captured alive by Hamas in its October 7, 2023 attack was killed that day, his body taken into the Gaza Strip. Hamas is still holding about 100 hostages inside Gaza. In Paris, they're getting ready for the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral this coming weekend. They say it'll be high security after more than 5 years of reconstruction following that fire in 2019. It's official. The Oxford Dictionary's word of the year is brain rot. This is AP News. Canada's ambassador to the U.S. is talking about what Prime Minister Trudeau has told President-elect Trump about Canada, Mexico, migrants, and drugs.
Canada's ambassador to the United States has said that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was successful in convincing President-elect Donald Trump that the Canadian border can't be compared to Mexico's. Kirsten Hillman has said that Trudeau's recent dinner with Trump was a very important step in getting Trump to back away from threatened tariffs on all products. Trump threatened to impose tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico if they don't stop what he called the flow of drugs and migrants across their borders. Hillman says Trudeau's claim that the Canadian border is vastly different than the Mexican border was accepted. I'm Karen Chamas.
The 2024 Atlantic hurricane season ended over the weekend, bringing to an end a season that saw 11 hurricanes compared to the average of 7. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.